You're tuned to Classic Hits 4CA. Sarah Spott, Ocean Health Clinic Medical Director, Dr. Carolyn McLeod in studio with me. We're talking high cholesterol. This is something that must affect a lot of the patients you see, Dr. McLeod.
Yeah, every day people come in with high cholesterols. The Australian diet is particularly severe in causing high cholesterol. And same in America, same in Canada, same in Europe. And it's very easy to fix if you change your diet. And also, and some people, though, have the genetic form of it, and they need additional help to get that cholesterol down.
So what are the ways that you can lower your cholesterol?
So you want to stay away from saturated fats, and that includes things like coconut and palm oil and any animal fat. And you want to focus on monounsaturated fats. What does that mean? Unsaturated fats are the ones that are liquid at room temperature. The monos are just one molecule. The polyunsaturateds have many molecules. So you want monounsaturated every day, like avocados. We're so lucky that we get avocados here.
Yeah.
And olive oil and peanut oil and canola oil and almonds and hazelnuts and pecans. And different seeds like pumpkin and sesame, those are all really, really good for you.
Okay.
And also what's really good for you, the polyunsaturated, that's your walnuts and your flaxseed and your canola oil and soybean. And fish is probably your biggest plus because it has omega-3s. But walnuts have omega-3s and so does flaxseed. But the omega-3s, we know that if you're in your blood, you have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, that you actually have a lower risk of heart disease. And if you saw the SBS special the other, I think it was Monday, Michael Mosley was doing a report on, they supplemented people with fish oil tablets and also with fresh northern fish like salmon.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
yeah.
He showed that they all raised it within, what, a few weeks? They raised their good cholesterols and their good fats.
Mm.
And they actually, we know, they've already done the studies that show that you reduce your risk of heart disease if you have the good fats in your blood. And the ones that you really want to stay away from are your trans fats, because you really increase your mortality. Just 2% extra in your diet will increase your risk of a heart attack by 23%. What are they?
Like margarines and
margarines,
things like that?
Some margarines, anything that you took that was liquid and then you added hydrogen, it's called a hydrogenated oil, and it becomes a solid. So we used to call it Crisco or shortening. It shortening.
Yeah.
They're very, very bad for you, and they're trying to get it completely out of the diet in the world, because the reason it was used is it doesn't spoil. It doesn't become rancid. So a lot of restaurants, a lot of bakeries would use shortening. But it's very, very bad for your health. And it really blocks up those arteries.
You've got a website that you're recommending that people can go to as well, haven't you? That you can check online or something about your cholesterol?
It's www.cvdcheck.org.au. That's to check what your cholesterol is and how it relates to other risk factors such as diabetes and smoking. The other thing you want to remember is triglycerides are part of that profile, and high triglycerides are considered the ugly because they're made from sugars, so they can actually really damage your blood vessels. And that's some people that drink alcohol or eat too much sugar, they have high triglycerides, and they're really damaging their blood vessels. So that's another marker you want to look at. So you want to have really good high-density lipoproteins, which are the HDL, and you want to have low LDL or low lipoproteins, and that will give you the best chance to keep clean coronaries, and we want to prevent strokes. I think most of us don't want to be demented.
There we go. There's some fascinating information there. So that website to go to, www.cvdcheck.org.au. I've been talking with Dr. Carolyn McLeod, Medical Director, Ocean Health Clinic. You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA. Sarah Spott.